Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, a program to provide you and your loved ones health-related information to live life at its best. Hello, my name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine and the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and I'm so pleased to have you joining us today. Now, I have a question for you. Do you feel tired all the time, even waking up from what you thought was a great night's sleep? Maybe you have a loved one who snores and is keeping you awake. Now, if you've answered yes to both these questions or even one of them, you may be suffering from obstructive sleep apnea, which has many forms of treatment. Now, most people are aware that CPAP is the most common form of treatment for sleep apnea, and in severe cases, surgery may also be considered. But most people do not know that a comfortable oral appliance worn in the mouth while sleeping can effectively treat obstructive sleep apnea. Today we have Dr. Rod Willey of the Koala Center for Sleep Disorders rejoining us as he may have the answer for you with an alternative treatment. Now, for those of you just tuning in, Dr. Rod Willey of the Koala Center for Sleep Disorders is a general dentist who has dedicated his practice to treating obstructive sleep apnea and TMJ disorders with the oral appliance therapy. Dr. Willey is a diplomat with the Academy of Clinical Sleep Disorders Disciplines and is on the board of the Dental Division of the American Sleep and Breathing Academy. He has locations in North Peoria and Galesburg and Bloomington. He is passionate about educating the public on the dangers of untreated sleep apnea and reaching patients who are undiagnosed and those who are diagnosed but cannot wear the CPAP. So welcome back to our program, Dr. Willey.
Thank you, Kim. Happy to be here.
Before we go any further, let's talk a little about obstructive sleep apnea, but also the CPAP. We mentioned that a little bit in the beginning, but some of our listeners might be, well, what is a CPAP?
Yeah, sure. So obstructive sleep apnea basically is the condition where when you fall asleep, your muscle tone begins to go away, your jaw falls back. A lot of people get a little bit of snoring that comes along. Some people get a lot of snoring as it comes along. That gradually can, if once you relax completely, your muscle tone can go completely away, your jaw falls back. When it does, it blocks the airway, causing you to stop breathing. So sleep apnea is when you stop breathing for a 10-second period of time or more while you're asleep. Then your brain has to wake you out of that deep sleep to a lighter level of sleep, and you end up with fragmented sleep many, many times per hour. You can wake up in the morning feeling just completely exhausted, like you didn't get any sleep at all.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the treatments for that, the most common treatment, is using a CPAP, continuous positive airway pressure. So when you begin to fall asleep, your jaw falls back and the airway kind of begins to collapse. The CPAP puts air pressure down the throat, which keeps the airway open by not allowing the airway to collapse in the first place. So it keeps you, it allows you to be able to sleep and breathe at the same time with this this mask that goes either over your nose or over your face. Many different ways of doing that.
Mm-hmm. And it can work well for some people, but some people just can't wear this.
Yeah, so about 50% of people who wear them love them. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, somewhere between 40 and 60% fall out of treatment within the first year. So there's a lot of people that just struggle with this debilitating disease that are going untreated. Also, sleep apnea in general, there's only 10%, estimated 10% of it, that is even being diagnosed. So most people just think that they're just lousy sleepers and they're just tired all day long. It's just the way it is. Fall asleep while they're reading or sitting and watching a TV or even in a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Just falling asleep, just thinking that they don't know why, and all along it could be due to a condition known as obstructive sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm. And they need to get that checked for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So now what are some of the possible symptoms?
Yeah, so some of the possible symptoms, again, we mentioned snoring. You can have sleep apnea and not snore, but most of the time the snoring and the sleep apnea go together pretty good. So snoring is certainly one. Someone watching you that has observed, stopped breathing, So witness stop breathing is another one. High blood pressure. So when you stop breathing, then the brain will start screaming at you, wake up, come on, you got to breathe here. But you may not wake up after 10 seconds. You may hold your breath for 20 seconds or 30 seconds or even a minute. It's been shown as much as 2 minutes in a sleep lab.
Oh, my goodness.
Where someone stopped breathing. You could never hold your breath that long while you're awake. But when you're asleep, you literally can. But what happens is the oxygen level goes down in the blood. That records to the heart, and the heart starts working heavy and pounding faster and faster and faster, shooting the blood pressure sky high. So unexplained high blood pressure is another condition for sleep apnea. Enlarged hearts can be. Depression, forgetting often, because if you're not getting the sleep you need, it's pretty easy to not have cognitive thinking or to be able, or forgetting things that you should know. Now there's links between it and even Alzheimer's. So there's a lot of things that happen. Your body repairs itself in deep sleep. If you're mm-hmm. not getting that deep sleep because you stop breathing, then it's going to show its ugly head somewhere along the line with many conditions that are linked to sleep apnea.
Right, and that would even be concentrating. I mean, just everyday yeah. things are affected if you're not getting proper sleep.
Absolutely, and it can get to the point where it reduces lifespan somewhere between 7 and 15 years from untreated sleep apnea. You hit a wall faster in life. We all want to be 70 feeling 50.
Right.
But sometimes with sleep apnea, you can be 70 feeling 90 mm-hmm. because your body simply did not get the opportunity to repair itself. So certainly should be treated one way or another, but somehow getting treated.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Lee, we had mentioned this in a past show, but could you mention a little bit about weight management yeah. and sleep apnea? Because I think that's a big thing for our listeners.
Very interesting. So a person, once they get the sleep apnea under control, treated sleep apnea, on an average, a person will lose 10% of their excess weight just simply by getting it treated. It changes the metabolism, the way your body functions, and it sets you up to where you're able to lose weight. There's two chemicals that are produced in the brain. One allows you to feel full and satisfied when you're done eating, so you're not overeating. Mm-hmm. And the other allows you to not crave starches and sweets. So those are both produced in deep sleep. If you're not getting that deep sleep because of sleep apnea, then you're going to have deprivation in those areas, and that'll cause you then to have eating disorders, causing you to gain weight. Unfortunately, weight is gained not only around the middle section, but also in the throat area. So the wider the neck goes, the narrower the airway is, and that's why sleep apnea is actually increased when a person gains weight. So the interesting thing is that actually if you get the sleep apnea treated, then you're feeling better, you can have better exercise, you're eating better, and you naturally begin to lose weight.
Right. It's a whole domino effect, isn't it?
Yeah. I've seen people, we've had quite a few that have lost over 100 pounds once
oh,
they got their
goodness.
Sleep apnea under control.
Oh,
yes.
That is wonderful. Now, for those of you listening, Dr. Willie has a terrific article and ad in the March issue of Healthy Cells magazine. Now, if you've not read the article yet, you'll probably want to pick it up after hearing this show and how this ties into you or somebody that you know, because I'm sure you're sitting there thinking, I know somebody that can really benefit from this. Now, if somebody has sleep apnea, what should they do?
Yeah, so
or
the
they
first,
think they might.
The first thing that you do, if you look at the signs and symptoms, and certainly they can go on to IllinoisSleepDoc.com. That's one of the websites that we have there. But if you go on to our website, then one thing you'll find there is the signs and symptoms. We've mentioned a few. There are many signs and symptoms of sleep apnea. But the only way we know for sure if we have sleep apnea is to get a sleep test done in a sleep lab or to do a home sleep test. Either way, that data is going to be evaluated, and it'll allow you then a doctor to be able to see if you indeed do stop breathing, if your pulse goes up, if the oxygen level goes down, exactly how severe it is, how many times an hour that you do stop breathing. Then we can have a definitive diagnosis for sleep apnea. Once we get that diagnosis, then we can discuss the different options for treating sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm. Are a lot of people, once they take that sleep test, they're surprised at their results?
Oh, absolutely. There's times where people, it'll show that they stop breathing for a 10-second period of time or more, even as much as 60 times an hour, once a minute. I've seen it as much as 140 times an hour. Poor person couldn't stay awake even when I was talking to him to do the initial exam. So it can be very, very debilitating. People falling asleep while they're waiting at the stoplight and they're driving. And so drowsy driving is a very serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
Person has a 7 times higher likelihood of falling asleep at the wheel if they have sleep apnea versus someone who does not. So huge, huge problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, a common screening tool is the Epworth Sleepiness Scale.
Right.
How does that work?
So it's just simply a questionnaire that's recognized internationally. And it has questions on there like, do you fall asleep while you're riding in a car? Do you fall asleep while you're watching TV or reading? And there's a certain series of questions that you go. And then you add the total of those questions up. It's based on a 1, 2, or 3. And when you add it up, then it'll give you a total number. If it adds up to more than 8, then you have a fairly high likelihood of sleep apnea. That Epworth scale also is on our website and can be given. A lot of physicians' offices will have that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another screening tool to find out if you have a fairly high likelihood of sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm. And that may help somebody think, I have a problem. Because when they're sleeping, they don't realize it.
Absolutely.
But, you know, if they can fill something out, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Willie, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back and actually talk about how the oral appliance works. And today, my special guest is Dr. Rod Willie of the Koala Center for Sleep Disorders. And I'm Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. We'll be right back.
Snoring is frustrating for the snorer and those around them. But snoring can be much more than simply frustrating. It could be a sign of something much more serious. It could be an indicator of obstructive sleep apnea. Sleep apnea has been linked to high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, and even death in one sleep. In the past, the only treatments for sleep apnea were surgery or CPAP. Until recently, General Dentist Dr. Rod Willie and the Koala Center for Sleep Disorders is now offering a comfortable alternative to CPAP. It's a custom-made oral appliance that can not only address sleep apnea and snoring, but also the fatigue and headaches associated with these maladies. This is not one of those late-night infomercial devices that you've seen on TV. This is a true medical device that is covered by most medical insurance, including Medicare.
I'm Dr. Rod Willie, and I know how challenging using a CPAP can be. That's why I've dedicated my practice to providing a more comfortable alternative. Let me help make life easier and healthier for you. Simply visit us today at IllinoisSleepDoc.com.
That's the Koala Center for Sleep Disorders at IllinoisSleepDoc.com.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. It's so good to have you partnering with us today. And we're on a very important topic about an oral appliance that may help you if you are suffering from obstructive sleep apnea. My special guest is Dr. Rod Willie of the Koala Center for Sleep Disorders. Dr. Willie, we were talking about the oral appliance a little bit over break.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work?
Well, Kim, it simply works by holding the jaw forward. As we were talking earlier, the condition is when you fall asleep, your muscle tone goes away. When that happens, your jaw can fall back. If it falls back and blocks out the airway, then that's where the apnea happens. So it simply works by mechanically keeping the lower jaw forward, not allowing it to fall back, thereby keeping the airway open.
Mm-hmm. And people can really sleep and not snore.
Right.
Right.
And these oral appliances went through 15 years of scrutiny and testing from 1990 to 2005. And then it got its nod of approval as a bona fide treatment for sleep apnea, both by FDA and the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, the branch in medicine that deals with sleep. The official word is the appliance can be used as a first line of treatment for mild or moderate sleep apnea, or as an alternative in the severe sleep apnea range for the 50% or so that are not able to use the CPAP.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are wondering, I might need this. Is this covered by medical insurance? And what about Medicare?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yes, it is covered by Medicare and medical insurance. The uniqueness of what we do at Koala Center for Sleep Disorders is we design everything off of a medical model, not a dental model. So we're in network with most insurance companies, most commercial insurance companies. We are Medicare providers. And if you have Medicare and a secondary insurance, a lot of times there is no out-of-pocket expense whatsoever. So we have done our level best to be able to provide this service for everybody because it's a serious disease. And we certainly don't want to have finances get in the way of treatment because it literally could mean a person's life.
And, you know, on that note, you shared something with me that I think would be great to share with the audience, a story. And I think it also goes to show your passion.
Yeah. Yes. When I first I first got out of dental school, I had hired somebody. We became very, very close friends. And she was an assistant of ours, and her husband, we would go out to dinner. We spent a lot of time outside the office together. And she would come into the office through the years and was with me for over 15 years. But she would come to the office and complain about, her husband was snoring so much she couldn't sleep that night before, or she had to move out to the couch or whatever, and was really struggling with this. I treated her husband, who had some gum diseases and some different problems, and had got his mouth in really great shape. And through the years, I was always checking. Everything looked so good.
He was doing great. You were doing this when you were a practicing dentist.
Correct. Okay. So I was a practicing dentist, doing general dentistry for some 25 years. So in the route of doing all of this treatment, I was finding that he was doing very well with his dental health. And unfortunately, one day he had worked the night shift the night before, so he was sleeping during the day. She was at our office, and she came home after work and found him. Unfortunately, he had died in his sleep from an apparent heart attack. And just a major tragedy just tore us up. It was soon after that, about 6 months later, I took my first class in obstructive sleep apnea and treating obstructive sleep apnea. And the speaker started his message out that day. He started off by saying that 90% of people who die in their sleep due to a heart attack, the root cause is sleep apnea.
Wow.
And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I literally had tears flowing down my face because here it was. I have been treating this individual for 15 years.
As a general dentist.
Mm-hmm. If I had just looked a little further back, maybe we could have saved his life.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is new in the dental field. It's nothing that anybody knew at that time. And so we just simply didn't know. Yes, I'm passionate about it because I believe that people are dying earlier than they need to.
Right.
And tragic deaths at times because it's going unnoticed, untreated. Even today, 90% of people who have sleep apnea don't even know they have it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the dangers since we're on this topic right now. What are the dangers to the person if they go untreated, continue to go untreated?
Yeah, the dangers are many. Looking at it from a career aspect, you have a 5 times higher likelihood of being passed by for a promotion or for a raise, a 5 times higher likelihood of being reprimanded or fired if you have sleep apnea versus a person who does not, because of what it does. It causes you to not be able to think clearly, causes you to forget things that are there, causes you to be shorter and to be a little more emotional, where you just simply can't handle life's things that are thrown at you. So from a career aspect, it's very impacting on a person's career. It's very impacting on the actual health. So a person with sleep apnea will spend on the average $3,000 a year more in medical costs than a person who doesn't have sleep apnea.
Wow.
So it shows itself up medically in many, many aspects. From a relational aspect, if a person is snoring a lot, it can affect a person's marriage. And people now are in separate bedrooms that couldn't have been. I often tease people that I should be charging for marriage counseling. We have so many people back in the same bedroom because of the snoring issue that's going on. Every aspect of a person's life, it can affect and changes. So it's important that it's treated. And it could even mean a person's life specifically due to a heart attack at a very young age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Now, if somebody comes to you and they get the oral appliance, and I know that you work with other physicians in order to do this, how do you know if the appliance is working?
Yeah, so we start off, we take impressions, so the appliance is actually custom made. And when a person comes in, we would go through the pre-authorization, make sure we got the insurance and everything handled. Once we're there, then we would take impressions and have an appliance made. So once we get the appliance made, the jaw is slightly forward from your natural bite, just barely. And then it's adjustable, so we have the patient adjust the appliance for somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks, adjusting the appliance at home. So once we get the appliance just where the jaw is forward, just enough to keep the airway open, then we'll go by symptoms. So a person is sleeping through the night, waking up rested, no snoring, good afternoon energy, and extra dreaming. Once they get to that point, then we'll do a sleep test with the appliance in place to prove its efficiency. So we know that we've been able to get the person treated.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned something I find interesting, extra dreaming.
Yes.
Now, what does that have to do with?
Dreaming happens in the REM sleep, in the deep sleep, the delta wave sleep. So when you're not getting it, that's also where the muscle tone goes away. So when you relax, your muscle tone goes away and you stop breathing, that's because you're in the REM sleep and the deep sleep. That's where the dreaming happens. So it's very common to hear a person say, "Wow, I'm dreaming. I haven't dreamt for years, and now I'm dreaming." Very common to see that.
That is amazing. I think that is really neat. Now, once you've confirmed the effectiveness of the appliance, do you see the patient again?
Yeah, so once we have confirmed the effectiveness, that we know we've got the patient treated and we do a final sleep test with the appliance in place, then we will do a follow-up with the patient about 3 months to make sure everything is working well. If everything looks good, the bite looks good, the teeth feel great, the appliance looks great, then we'll do it 6 months after that. And do a 6-month follow-up beyond that. And if everything looks great there, then we follow up once a year. So we keep them on an annual follow-up to make sure that if there's any weight gain, we know about it, or weight loss, medication changes, health history changes, check the appliance over, make sure it's looking good, and just to do a general check.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the appliance, what's nice is that somebody can easily travel with that.
Absolutely. It can go in your purse or your pocket. And very mm-hmm. easy to travel. I just had someone in last week that we took impressions on. The person backpacks. A little difficult to take a CPAP with you when you're backpacking. So it's very convenient and very easy to use. And from that aspect, certainly a lot easier to go with than it is a CPAP, as long as we're able to get the treatment done with the appliance.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, Dr. Willie, but I was on kind of a share-a-ride once I had a car dropped off to be worked on, and there was a gentleman who was with me who traveled for Caterpillar. And mm-hmm. We were talking, and he said to me, he wasn't from the Peoria area, mm-hmm. but we were talking, and he said, "Well, I have to, you know, have all my stuff, and then I have to drag around my CPAP machine." And I said, "Well, haven't you ever been checked for an oral appliance?" And he goes, "What are you talking about?" So I was able to tell him about you. And he goes, "Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?" So I gave him a magazine while I was there. And I said, "This is who I'm talking about." And he goes, "I'm going to have to check him out." So I hope he came in. So, but that was really good. Now, in order to like clean the appliance, is that something that you do or how do people clean that?
There's several different things. We offer something called Retainer Bright. It's like a tablet that you drop in some water, and it actually takes off any of the calcium deposits from hard water that's in there. A person will brush and keep it clean on a daily basis, just like they would their teeth, or if they had dentures, like they would with dentures. By the way, it fits wonderfully over dentures, and a person with dentures can use an oral appliance. We've got well over 100 patients with dentures that are being treated successfully with the appliance. So certainly works even with dentures. And so can work pretty much with everything. If a person's getting braces, it does move the teeth around. And so we would have to wait until you get the braces off to be able to do something like that. But in general, virtually everyone, whether you have teeth or don't have teeth, there is an answer with an oral appliance that could work for you.
Mm-hmm. That's great. But they just need to take the time to come in and see you. And I'm sure a lot of people are, "I wish I would have done this years before."
Absolutely. I hear this. "Where were you 10 years ago? And so both from deeper sleep, people being able to be back, moving back into the same bedroom, a lot of blessings along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear that quite often, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to have to be wrapping up the show, Dr. Willie. It goes so fast. Do you have any final words of advice that you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, whether you're treated with a CPAP or an appliance or whatever can be done, if you have untreated sleep apnea, it'll impact your life. Do yourself a favor. Get it treated. Get it checked out. Talk to your physician about it. And be proactive about this, because it could be such a big difference for not only your life, but for those who you love.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's a great way to wrap it up. And thank you for coming on again. Now, if you'd like to learn more about this topic, remember, there's the article and the big ad in the Healthy Cells March issue. But you can also call direct to the Koala Sleep Center. It's 243-8980. And let me repeat that for you. It's 243-8980. Or you can go to the website, IllinoisSleepDoc.com, and that's all one word, where you can learn more, request an appointment, or even sign up for an upcoming seminar if they have one. And again, be sure to check out Dr. Willie's ad and article in the current Healthy Cells magazine if you'd like to pick it up. The magazine is found in over 800 locations in the greater Peoria metro area, and you can also read the magazine online at healthycellsmagazine.com. And thank you to everyone who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. My name is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, hosting Healthy You. You can visit us online on Facebook and like us there if you would. We have over 2,000 likes now. Or you can contact me personally at peoria.healthycells@hotmail.com. We always love hearing from you. Or you can listen to past podcasts, including this one, on Healthy Cells website. Just go to the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition. Well, God bless you, and we look forward to being with you again next Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
Snoring is frustrating for the snorer and those around them. But snoring can be much more than simply frustrating. It could be a sign of something much more serious. It could be an indicator of obstructive sleep apnea. Sleep apnea has been linked to high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, and even death in one sleep. In the past, the only treatments for sleep apnea were surgery or CPAP. Until recently, General Dentist Dr. Rod Willie and the Koala Center for Sleep Disorders is now offering a comfortable alternative to CPAP. It's a custom-made oral appliance that can not only address sleep apnea and snoring, but also the fatigue and headaches associated with these maladies. This is not one of those late-night infomercial devices that you've seen on TV. This is a true medical device that is covered by most medical insurance, including Medicare.
I'm Dr. Rod Willie, and I know how challenging using a CPAP can be. That's why I've dedicated my practice to providing a more comfortable alternative. Let me help make life easier and healthier for you. Simply visit us today at IllinoisSleepDoc.com.
That's the Koala Center for Sleep Disorders at IllinoisSleepDoc.com.